McDonald's has announced that it will no longer be supersizing menu items. By the end of the year, the largest size order of fries McDonald's will offer is 6 ounces, not the supersize 7 ounces. Biggest drink shrinks from 42 ounces to a mere 32 ounces. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca muses over the loss of the supersize.
Ever since milkshake salesman Ray Kroc noticed the steady orders coming in from the McDonald brothers of San Bernardino, California, McDonald's has meant consumption. Kroc took to expanding McDonald's at the same moment in history, right after World War II, as American influence was expanding throughout the world. Soon, America came to represent the same thing that McDonald's did, a celebration of the appetite. We as a country had a belief in the rightness of our appetites, that our desire for more food, money, space, and freedom was a fit principle for an entire culture. Today, McDonald's has come to represent America itself. When French farmers attack Ronald McDonald, they're attacking Americanism. A book called Jihad vs. McWorld uses the latter term to represent modernity. America's great post-World War struggle was with communism, and the opening of a McDonald's in Red Square signified exactly who had won. But now, just as America has grappled with its role as the sole superpower, McDonald's has begun to question its underlying principle, which is a fundamental principle of capitalism itself, that the customer is always right. But can you keep giving the people what they want when what they want just might be killing them? I'm loving it. Is this the place to eat? Since I don't cook, I'll just rock to the beat. McDonald's created a cast of characters, among them the happy gumdrop named Grimace and the recidivist Felon the Hamburglar. But McDonald's has also created another character. Call her McPerson. She's the average American woman who isn't really a size 8, the supposed average dress size. She's really a size 12, according to Size USA, a comprehensive study of Americans' bodies released earlier this week. That same study shows that men's waists are 3 or 4 inches bigger than the 40 regular, long considered the average suit size. By the way, more than a couple of the articles on that survey used the words supersized in the headlines or text to describe what was happening to America. That's the reason McDonald's, having invented a phrase that's now cultural shorthand for obesity, wants to make it go away. As for the calories, pounds, and inches, that's up to Americans themselves. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.